Hi, I'm Keisha Carr, host of Dating Satan podcast, season one, episode three. I married his friend. My guest today is Veronica, Teeny Webb, and Martez. Please introduce yourself, starting with you, Veronica.
Hi, I'm Veronica Teeny Webb on Facebook. Ready to share my story. I guess I was a Satan at one point in time. I think we all have been a Satan to someone in relationship at one point in time or another. So I'm ready to share.
And Martez, introduce yourself. He's one of our guests today. We're going to do a panel discussion, and Veronica is going to share her story about how she married his best friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Martez Jackson from the east side of Detroit. Stand-up comedian, 20 years plus. Wonderful opportunity to be with you guys, and I'm looking forward to the conversation.
So, Veronica, go ahead. Start your story.
So, first of all, I know people are like, oh my gosh, she married his friend. I did. But I grew up in a small suburb in Metro Detroit. And so we all, like, it's one middle school, one high school. So everybody kind of knows everyone. So, you know, everybody, it's always different groups of friends, and those groups of friends intermingle, and then those groups of friends intermingle, but these two might not mess with each other, but these two do, but these two don't. So it was all like we all knew each other from the same neighborhood or whatever. I had dated my son's father for 6 years before I had my son. We broke up. I started hanging around one of his friends because we were already friends. So, and it just developed into a relationship that turned into a marriage. You know, I'm not going to lie. I did, you know, I thought about it like, oh, it's kind of messed up. But I'm like, it's not like it's his best friend. It's like an associate, somebody that you know, somebody that you might have hung out with a couple of times or even several times because you share friends. So it's not like it's a thing, I guess. And yeah, you know, I would do mean things, like me and the friend would pull up and drop my son off to my baby daddy and, you know, skirt out in the sunset. I'm sure that would hurt. Or I would have the friend drop my son off and pick him up from my baby's father's house. I mean, now, y'all friends.
How did that work out? How did your baby daddy react?
Initially, I got my eye black. When it first came out, I got my eye dotted. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, I got my eye dotted. But I was like, and I'm still gonna do it, so. And then there you have it.
You said that very cavalier. You just said, well, I mean, he dotted my eye, but then after that,
I'm human. I'm realistic. So never do I condone domestic violence either way, against male and female or female against male. But some shit pop off, you get upset, you might dot a motherfucking eye.
I'm not saying that part. I'm not saying the condoning of saying. I'm saying that, like, I get his frustrations, but at the same time, I'm one of those people from the school of you never put your hands on a woman unless you still on me first as a woman. And I'm not gonna beat you up. I'm gonna just, you know, restrain you and get up out of there. But I'm saying I get the frustration. I get it. Do you mind sharing the suburb or no? You don't want to tell the area y'all from? Is it okay? Is it west suburb or east?
West
suburb.
Well, it's not even like deep suburb. It's like right across 8 Mile. Bam, in the suburb. It's probably one of the first suburbs you hit when you cross 8 Mile.
I got you. Okay. I got you. I got you.
So finish the story. Let's get to some more meaty parts. We're getting some more questions.
You know, the initial, it was a whole thing. Got my eye black. But I still was like, and I'm going to keep fucking with him with a black eye. I mean, you're not stopping no show. So that's what I wanted to do. That's what I did.
Oh, this is when he just got wind of y'all dating, not even the marriage part.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But, I mean, in all fairness, you cannot walk away from a family you created and be mad at the man that comes behind and basically takes your place. That was your choice.
Right.
Okay. That was your choice. Right. Now, whether my choice in dating is right or wrong, it started with your choice to leave.
So now, how long after you had the baby did he leave?
I gave him 91 days, like a job. To get his act together.
90 days. A 90-day probationary period.
And on the 91st day.
When you say get his act together, like give us some context of what was transpiring in your relationship that caused it to end.
You know, it was just like, you know, he has other children, by the way. I'm not the first baby mama. And he's 5 years older than me. So I met him when I was 18. He was 23. It's a little bit of manipulation, but at the same time, you have children, you know what they need. I shouldn't have to call your phone and say the baby need and do you want to see the baby? No. We should be on the same page. You should be asking to see your child, bringing things. I mean, you got kids. This is my first one. You know what a kid needs. So go to Walmart and get some onesies and some Pampers. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was that type of thing going on. And, you know, of course, he was still laying up with women, saying he wasn't. Just, you know, typical. Nothing we ain't seen before. But that was like my first real boyfriend. So, you know, when your first relationship, you believe everything they say. If they say, I'll call you back because I'm about to get in the shower, you believe they about to get in the shower. You don't think they got somebody coming over, right? So, you know, you live and learn. But initially, it wasn't like I set out to marry the friend or anything like that. It just kind of, if I spend time with whatever or whoever, if you spend time with someone every day consistently, you're gonna start to like them,
right?
Even if initially you didn't like, even if they weren't attractive to you.
That's something a lot of people deny, though. That's something a lot of people deny that. When you spend that time, like co-workers, all of that, schoolmates, when you spend that much time with a person, especially if y'all attractive.
That's how people get work wives and work husbands, because you be with your work wife and work husband 40 hours a week.
Absolutely.
Right.
You spend enough time with anyone, you'll start to like them. You'll find yourself finding things that y'all have in common, or you'll find yourself opening up to new ideas and them turning you on to things that you like or never knew about before. Like, oh, I never tried this before. Really good. Like, they might put you on the sushi. You never had sushi before. Like, it happens. And I explain this all the time. You never get the same person. You're not going to get the same me that you would get, that she would get. It's different vibe. So you can't be mad at me hanging out with the friend who is already a friend of mine too, and it progressing because we got this vibe. It's not that it's better or worse than what my child's father had. It was just different.
Now, quick question. Did your father, the father of your child, did he know he was on a 90-day probationary period?
I don't necessarily think so. I mean, we had already dated for like 6 years, so I felt like I shouldn't really have to say anything.
Right.
And I was just, I was just fed up. And it was like, you know, I had dealt with him cheating time and time and time and time again. And this was like, this was the biggest clapback. That nigga probably was holding his chest like, what the hell? Yeah. It's not fun when somebody clap back.
Now, would you say, if you had to put on a scale, the percentage of your actions as far as it being, I won't say revenge, but like you said, a clap back versus a what am I trying to say? You know, like an organic
connection.
Attraction with you and the other guy. Yeah, organic connection. How would you weigh that scale? What would be heavier? The clap back, like I gotta get him, or you really, it was really an organic thing that just happened to be a mild clap back?
That's what it was. Because okay. Everybody's like, oh, she set it up. He was looking at her from the beginning. You know how niggas think, like, oh, every time she came around, dog, you know, he was probably looking. Da, 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 da. And it was like, that wasn't it. It was, you know, I was younger. We were smoking. You go, you know, hang out and smoke and chill. And you do that every day for 2-3 months. That's going to end up being your girlfriend or boyfriend. Y'all going to do it. You gonna hit,
especially when you wake up or daily, you think about that person. You wanted to go do that with that person, like
right.
You wake up in the morning, like I hope I see so and so today, and then they hit you up. It's like, oh yeah, this is my day right here.
Right, and then it just becomes like a normal part of your day. Wake up, get up, meet up with them, chill a little bit. Then next thing y'all know, y'all going to get something to eat together. And next thing you know, y'all at the movies together. You know how it goes.
And then y'all butt naked, huh?
So how long did y'all date before y'all got married?
7 years.
Oh, wow.
And we were married
for 7 years before you married him?
Mm-hmm.
So how did that work out when he found out y'all was married?
That was another fight. That was another fight, but I mean, it's like, what could he really do?
Oh, it was another fight with your baby daddy? Okay.
Of course, because, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's just who he is. Like, I mean, you know when you're poking a bear. And I'm going to poke the bear, get bit, and go back and do it again because I don't care.
At least
you're not
on it. You don't care.
You're not going to, because my thing, I couldn't stop you from doing nothing. Them nights I was sitting up there looking cheap, crying, not knowing where you at, I couldn't do nothing about it. Nor did you care. So did, and I'm
sorry, Keisha. I ain't trying to impose on that. If you had a question or something,
no, go ahead.
I had just one.
Okay. I think we on the same way.
So you get married. Now, how is it flowing with the friend now? Like, how is everything? And you know,
we stayed married for 8 years. We just got divorced in July.
Oh wow! Okay, sorry to hear that.
No,
she not. She made that face like, no, I'm not sorry. I'm happy.
No, I'm pro black love. I I'm weird, man. My concept of relationships, like, even like I want people to be together forever. Even if you mess around on right. each other a little bit, whatever. I'm just one of those people. Like, I saw my grandparents be married for 59 years, and it's like, you know, right. Like, our generation, we bounce. Like, soon as somebody cheat, do something, we up out of there.
I think that what happened to that is my ex-husband was okay as long as he felt that he had that one up, which was, you know, oh, I came in and I took, you know, stepped in where someone else didn't want to at the time. And as soon as he felt that no longer held rank or mm-hmm. that was no longer his power in our marriage, I think that that's when we started having issues.
So you would you say you were growing and he wasn't respecting it?
Absolutely. And I also noticed that when I decided to go back to school and I started to develop as a professional, things started to change. And I never was like,
he wasn't matching your ambition level?
No. But I was like, I'm doing this for us. We in this. So if I'm in a position to make more money, you good too. But I think that that made him feel a type of way. Because, I mean, he probably was always cheating. I just probably never caught him, or I saw it and just kind of ignored the little stuff.
You never caught him red-handed?
Not like with somebody, no. Like, I just found like text messages and stuff. And that's enough for me.
Text messages, did they imply anything sexual?
Do you regret leaving your baby father for his friend to be an ain't shit dude too?
Yes and no, because I think that that's what he needed to see, like, shit's getting real. Like, you can't just keep, you know, I think he finally had needed to meet his match. And me and him are like toe to toe. When we get along, we get along. When we don't, we out there fighting. Period. I don't care.
So basically, you didn't mind giving him that clap back. You just hate that your marriage didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird because like the woman that, or yeah, I guess she's a woman that my ex-husband cheated with.
Wait, what?
I mean, not like transgender. I mean, like maturity level. Like, she no job, no car. He is taken by the state, you know. But she was like doing threesomes and probably all kind of freaky stuff because that's all she had to offer. But when he come home to me, there's responsibility. I need you to clean them gutters. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. We got to pay this on this date. I need this. I need that. You know what I mean? And I just, he's not mature. He wasn't maturing. He was stuck at like 22. He never like developed past that. And it's like, you know.
How did your ex-husband parent with your son?
Actually good. Until my son got to be like, you know, teenager-ish and start spending more time with his dad. And then, of course, every kid is going to root for their father, no matter if they're wrong or right.
Okay.
So it wasn't ever like...
That's true.
A complete disrespect, like my son cursing at him or anything like that. It was more or less like ignoring him or being like, oh, well, my daddy said I ain't got to. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. And, you know, of course, his dad.
I thought they were in the house together.
Yeah. And, you know, his dad would tell him, like, you ain't got to listen to that nigga. I'm like, yes, he does. Stop doing that. He like, he ain't got to listen to that old ass nigga. I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Woo. Like.
So your son became kind of a pawn a little bit.
Not on my end.
No, not on your end at all. No, I get it.
Yeah, on his dad's end.
Yeah, because you and your husband trying to maintain a household. And the household has to be ran a certain way. And if yeah. So I got you. Yeah.
And I'm like, when he comes over his dad's house. Go ahead.
No, question. So does your son's father, does he manipulate him a lot and use him in a lot of situations to get back at you?
Like, when I first separated from my husband, what did I do? What did I do? Get on the phone and call who?
Don't tell me you let him hit it. You better not say he hit it. You better not.
You call my baby's dad.
We waiting.
I call my baby's dad. It was crying.
Calling is one thing, but you better not say he hit it. You better not say your baby dad.
I had to get away from the house. Wouldn't got a room for the weekend. I was sad.
Can we explore this, Keisha, if you don't mind? Can we
explore? Did he hit?
Yeah.
Hold on. Can we explore that real quick? Do you mind, Keisha? Do you mind if we unpack that for a second? Okay, hold on. Let me get. Okay, now was it one of them passionate, all them years of intense anger and why did you do this? Was that weekend one of them types of explosive?
Yeah.
Y'all almost made another baby. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Then that was my boyfriend.
I figured that.
I thought that was my boyfriend after that.
Wow.
Wait. So you went back to your baby daddy while you were still married and made him your boyfriend.
In my eyes, you hit this once we go together. So, yes.
Savage. You a savage.
I mean.
You're not seeing either one of those at the current moment. Right?
What's the craziest thing?
I did.
So what's the craziest thing the craziest thing your ex-husband or your baby daddy has done to you?
Well, we were thinking about reconciliation, so we said, let's go to dinner. My ex-husband came to my house, left his car at my house. We were in my car, went out to dinner, came back to my house. And normally whenever I go out, the first thing I do is I come home and I get naked and put on my pajamas, or I just stay naked and just be in the buff or whatever. I'm in the house, I'm chilling. So I didn't know that my son had called and told his dad that I was on a date with my ex-husband. His dad paid him some money. He in the house hiding while me and my ex-husband in the house. But we weren't doing anything. We were just like sitting down talking. You know, we just came from dinner. That was it. And when he left, like my baby.
Your baby daddy paid his son to set you up.
Yes.
Satan.
And he went with it and did you any type of discipline from your end, like physical, how old was your son at the time?
Probably about 12 or 13. So you offer some money
he was old enough to
PlayStation. Yeah.
But no, that's still ass whooping age too. It ain't like he's 17. That's still I could drop these hammers on you as your mama, because you don't play either side, you know. And then he gotta learn those lessons of all these kids gonna play both sides if they can. But
yes,
he gotta learn, I'm your mama, I done did too much for you.
Yep. I mean,
so wait,
but then,
so your baby daddy hid in the house, and then what happened?
You know what happened. Fighting, damn fucking.
No, wait a minute. Your baby daddy hid in the house, or your son was hiding in the house?
No, my son let him in the
you
house.
You said your baby daddy hid in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Shocked me too. I was like, whoa, I'm in my room chilling. He just like straight up. I'm like, damn, how you get here? It's only one way for him to get in here.
So that, so wait a minute. He was the other guy there, or was it just you by yourself? He fought. He fought you, or him and the guy fought?
No, me.
Oh, so the guy wasn't there.
So he waited for him to leave to come back out.
Yep.
Where was he heading at?
I have no idea to this day.
Where was he heading?
Had y'all did anything? No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Nothing. We literally went to dinner.
Okay, because that would have... No, that just would have been really weird for him to sit through you getting nailed right to the wall and just listening.
But you say you wasn't doing nothing. But my thing is, how are you that upset with what I'm doing? And you live with somebody. You live with your other baby mama.
You lying. I know you fucking lying.
I know I'm telling the truth.
Was this after wow, you and him had kind of rekindled a little bit?
No,
was
this
after
been
you
going
and him kind of rekindled a little
bit? It's been going
no,
on.
No, I'm saying you told. No, I'm talking about this was after you and him had tried to rekindle a previous time, right? You told us you and him had kind of got back together a little bit.
Yeah.
And this situation happened after that.
Well, you thought he was your boyfriend.
Yes. But all I did was go to dinner because I was still married and you live with somebody and I have the right to sit down and have a dinner with my husband, whether we had eyes or not.
Let me ask you a question regarding like this. This is like your personality I'm inquiring about as far as you having a man. I get the energy that you all
hold
in when you have. You said no. You
so
told me that.
We are actually about at 30 minutes.
Okay.
We actually are about 30 minutes at the show, so we're going to have to do a part two.
Okay.
So I'm going to wrap up part one of this episode, and then we're going to come right back to finish part two because it's a lot more to this story. So, just to recap on today's show, we had Veronique Teeny Whip on Facebook as our guest. She discussed I Married His Friend was a topic. And then my special co-host guest is Martez Jackson. Follow Dating Satan on Instagram at dating_Satan. On Twitter at Dating Satan. The number one, YouTube, Dating Satan. Facebook, business professional page is Dating Satan. And follow and join the Dating Satan, the number two group on Facebook. And this is all for part one of Veronique Teeny Webb and Martez. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks to Antio Tequila for providing me with my good spirits today. Really appreciate it. Follow them on Instagram and Tia Tequila. So thank you for my good spirits. Appreciate you. Tune in again next week for part two of I Married His Friend. Say bye. Till next time.
Bye.
Hey, see y'all later for part two.